Welcome to 7 Second Delay. My name's Ken. I'm here with the host of 7 Second Delay.
Hello, Ken.
Andy Breckman.
Hello, Ken.
Who's trying to...
Ken, stop, please. I'm trying to concentrate.
Andy's trying...
Ken. Give me 1 second here.
What are you trying to do there?
I'm trying to remember my password on PayPal.
Well, remembering password...
Hold on, please. Kent, I'm asking you for 1 second.
I just
hit pause.
I just wanted to tell you that remembering passwords out loud is the best way to remember a password.
I'm not falling for that again. Fool me once, shame on me.
Oh, man, that was a fun weekend.
It sure was, you and my passwords. Hey, Johnny, if you're listening, our PayPal account is -$0.35. So you got to put some money in there, if you could. Oh, wait, we'll have money in there soon.
I hope we will.
Johnny, forget that. Nix that.
Because, boy, do we have a get rich quick scheme for you tonight.
Not for me, but for our listeners.
Well, for us, too.
We stumbled onto a brilliant million-dollar idea.
For
we're going to share it.
WFMU's going to invest $2 in this.
You are? You're in?
I'm in for $2, yeah.
You got it. That's the one. Is that one share or two shares?
That's one share.
We're selling it for two.
$2
no.
a share.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? $2 a share?
Yeah.
Okay. We are, Ken and I have started a company.
There might only be 8 or 10 shares. And then, you know, it would be a smaller number of people to share the millions
with.
That would
be sweet.
That's fine by me.
You have to wait. We're going to have to wait. You're going to have to be patient.
Because we are going to be sharing millions of dollars.
Ken and I have started a company because we've realized that in the near future, maybe sooner than we all think, there will be a scarcity of a product that is very easily available now. It's ubiquitous now, but in the future, it will be very, very hard to find. What are we talking about, Uncle Ken? I'll wait for you to get back there.
Plastic straws.
Plastic straws. That's right, Ken.
Plastic straws.
The do-gooders are on the march.
The environmental bête noire of today.
They're like a tsunami. When those do-gooders get an idea, there's no stopping them.
So plastic straws are being outlawed fairly rapidly.
I think California's already has passed some legislation.
Yeah.
I'm going to L.A. this weekend. Beth and I are packing up some extra plastic straws with us.
Uh-huh. Bring some bags with you, too.
Some plastic bags, yeah.
Because you can bring plastic bags to California. You can sell them on the street.
Yeah. They're very rare now.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. That's supply and demand. So our idea... It's genius, really. If it's such a great idea, why is it embarrassing to say it out loud? Answer me that.
If you run the numbers, it's very, very impressive.
Okay, our idea is we start a company. We sell stocks. We will issue stock certificates today. $2 for one share, right? You send me $2 at PayPal. I'll give you the account number in a minute. We'll send you a stock certificate, and we will take the money.
What's the name of the company?
The Bendy Straw Consortium. And once we collect the money at the end of the show, before 7 o'clock, I'll do this live, so there's no hanky-panky. We're very transparent here at the Bendy Straw Consortium. I will go on Amazon, and I will buy hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of plastic straws. I think you get 400 for $7, right?
That's true of the straight unbendable ones.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. No, those are the flexible, bendy
ones.
Those are bendy. Sorry.
And we will store them here at WFMU. Will they be stored?
They will be stored
in a temperature controlled.
Yes, in a climate controlled
secured
vault, secure non-flood.
Where? In the basement?
Floodproof above the bathrooms in Monty Hall.
But not in the bathroom.
No,
because they're straws.
Above the bathroom.
Above the bathroom. Is there really a storage area there?
Yeah, that's where we keep all our physical archives, reel-to-reel tapes, cassettes.
Okay, that's where we'll put our Okay, so we'll put our plastic straws. Maybe we'll have thousands by the end of today, right?
Right. Well, we were hoping that we would get enough investors that we would be able to buy 800 straws.
That's then, only four investors.
And no, that's more
what
than
you're.
That.
No,
that's seven investors.
Okay.
Sorry, 800. I was hoping 800 straws, which is $14, which is
seven investors. Okay, fine.
Right.
So
and
seven
then we
investors.
We take those 800 straws.
We
and
put
just,
them away.
Right. Put them away.
We wait for the straw apocalypse. Wait for those tree huggers to do their dirty work. They don't even know they're helping us. They're doing our work. They're making us rich. They have no idea. Okay, right. Listen to this. It's perfect. They banned the plastic straws, right?
Yep.
They're outlawed, right? Time goes by. A year goes by. 2 years go by, right? People have run out of their supplies of plastic straws. People are desperate.
They're breaking their teeth.
Mobs
trying to drink their drinks with the ice in it.
Mobs are formed. If you hear about if there's a store left with a few boxes, I'm sure it'll be a pandemonium. Anyway, and we'll be sitting pretty. We will have cornered the market. We will have how many plastic straws?
800.
That's all we're going to have?
That's our goal.
That's our goal? I think we could have a bigger goal than that.
Okay, well, we can't have a bigger goal than that, but let's say it was 800. And then you're
estimating 800, right?
You're estimating that we could sell the each
$1,000 each?
$1,000, okay.
Right? So they cost pennies now. Listen to this. Listen to the kind of return we're talking about. No stock, no investment, no hedge fund is offering this kind of return. Pennies now, right? Okay, we sell them for $800,000, right?
No, for $1,000.
$1,000 each.
So we end up with $800,000.
Okay, and then divide that by seven.
Right.
Seven investors.
It's over $100,000 each.
For a $2 investment? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Okay, here's the information you need.
And we haven't even run the numbers for the silly bendy straws.
Yeah, the big long silly ones. Oh, my God. People will be killing themselves for that.
Yeah, those will sell for way more than
$1,000. That'd be like heirlooms. Yeah. It'd be like paintings by great masters.
It's like buying space food sticks now.
Yes.
People pay thousands of dollars for a single space food stick.
Or like some rare album that is long out of print.
Yeah, exactly.
In pristine condition. Okay, so here's my PayPal account. It's my toy company, Uncle Andy.
Unclean.
Toys.
Unclean.
Well, don't say that because that'll just screw us up. Uncle Andy Toys. Not Andy's. There's no S after Andy.
No.
Uncle Andy Toys at gmail.com.
And so that you can spell it right, it also has to be the same as Unclean DY Toys.
Yeah, fine.
See, that way there's no chance of putting in an accidental plural there.
But there's almost 100% chance of embarrassing and frustrating me, your friend and partner. Okay. Uncle Andy Toys at gmail.com. $2 gets you we will email you back your confirmation in the form of an actual stock certificate. The sample is online now. You can see it. Where can they see it, Ken?
Right on today's playlist page.
On today's playlist page, yeah. But you need one of them. You have to be on the internet. You have to have an internet-friendly computer.
You have to get
a computer that has access to the internet.
Correct.
You should go on your computer, and there should be an internet icon that you can you move your mouse and double click, click click, and then you're on the internet, and check us out wfmu.something, right? www.fmu.
Yep, these are the best instructions ever.
Okay, here's all I know: Uncle Andy Toys at gmail.com. Send me $2, and tomorrow when Johnny or I have to wait for my partner, Johnny, to be at the office. It might have to wait till next week. But we'll send you one of these stock certificates. It'll be signed, although the sample online is not signed. And
that's because we have not incorporated yet.
Yeah. But you and I will sign them, and you'll have that. You can print it out. It's suitable for framing. You might have to invest in a nice frame. And make sure you ask your husband or your wife before you put a nail in the wall to hang it. They'll get mad at that if you don't ask beforehand.
Somebody's calling.
Well, that means they're calling our on-air number. Do you know what that number is, Ken?
I do.
201-209.
Why don't you invest in Andy's? He wants to say that.
9368. 201-209-9368. Oh, this is a familiar voice.
Oh, hey, honey.
Hey, honey. Well, this is embarrassing that you're my only call.
Hey, I got Brian Moynihan here. Hey, Brian, you want to say hi to Andy on his radio show?
Brian Moynihan's a neighbor that Beth has sex with when I'm during the show.
But only on occasion.
Only on occasion, yeah. Yeah.
Only during the radio.
He gives sex lessons on Wednesdays. She's doing it for us, Ken.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. Makes sense.
All right. Go back to your show.
Thanks, Brian.
You never know he's going to.
Brian has experience in these stocks.
Oh, he wants to invest in saving the straws.
It's a foolproof plan.
Going to go counter to the rest of the
I know the rest of the movement. You're he's a counter movement person.
Yeah, that's me. When they zig, baby, when they zig, what do you and I do, Beth? What do we do? We zag. Say we zag. When they zig, what do?
Zag.
Yeah, we zag.
That's right, honey.
She sounded so sad saying zag.
Yeah, she is a very unenthusiastic zagger.
It should be we zag.
We zag.
There you go.
But I think hospitals will always have straws.
Funny you should mention hospitals, because the Bendy Straw Consortium is taking our differently beveraged friends into account.
Yes, we will give hospitals a discount.
Yes.
Maybe $600, $700.
People in hospitals need straws. So you should work with, it won't be completely banned.
The suggested retail price of our straws in 10 years will be $1,000 a straw. But for hospitals,
you shouldn't have. And then also, I don't think the state of Texas will abide the no straw rule.
No, there's going to be an exemption for beer hat straws.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
A college game.
Although if they got rid of that, that would be a real money-making
opportunity. Well, no, we need all 50 states to ban these straws. Otherwise, people will be...
That's true.
Otherwise, people will be making midnight runs. They'll be renting trucks.
So you're going to be for the banning.
Of course, we're going to work our tails off. I'm joining whatever I'm signing whatever petition they have, and I'm joining whatever damn group they want me to join. Hey, here's an interesting fact, Ken. Did you know that this whole movement to ban plastic straws was started by a man named Milo? What's his name?
Milo Kress.
Kress, C-R-E-S-S.
I think something like that. Yeah.
Milo Kress. That's what kicked this off. It was years ago, 5, 6, 7 years ago. He wrote a paper. He crunched the numbers, and it caught on. But here's what's interesting. Guess how old Milo Kress was at that time?
9.
Yes, he was 9 years old. He did it for a fourth grade science project. He crunched the numbers. He said these plastic straws are dangerous, and that's all it takes. That's all it takes these days.
So that's going to be his college application, is how he got the whole world to stop using straws.
What Milo didn't know is he's making me and Ken rich beyond
that's
our
right.
dreams.
Yeah.
Thank you, Milo Kress. That little troublemaker. That little kid. Somebody should lock that kid in his room.
He's 18 now.
Yeah. I hope he's proud of himself.
Why did you try to get him to call the show?
Well, we tried.
We tried.
We don't have...
He's too big for us.
Yeah. We don't have enough juice in the business to get Milo Kress to pick up the phone.
Doesn't someone know Milo Kress? Where does he live?
In California.
Bethy, you could have tracked him down.
Maybe.
Veronica gave it a college try. She did her best.
Veronica couldn't do it, then it's hopeless.
He's huge. Okay, thanks, Beth.
He's huge.
Especially this week, did you see the footage of the garbage washing up onto the Dominican Republic beaches?
No, a lot of plastic straws?
Mostly straws, yeah, mostly straws. That's going to be powerful ammunition for our movement.
Now, what are people doing? They're sipping their straws, they're sipping their Diet Coke, then they're walking to the pier and tossing the straws off the pier?
Or sometimes just grabbing a seagull and ramming the straw down its throat.
Yeah.
That's what I prefer to do.
How do you catch the seagull?
Just with some food. Just hold some food, pretend you're going to give it food, and then just grab it by the neck.
You'd think by now the seagulls would learn. that if the guy has a plastic straw on the other hand, there's trouble a brewing.
Well, some of them do learn, but the ones who learn don't survive for long.
I always say this when people say, you know, dolphins are brilliant. Dolphins are smarter than us. They have bigger brains than us, and they can communicate as well as us. Whenever people say that, you know what my answer is?
What?
How come after, if that's true, how come after 30,000 generations of dolphins, they haven't learned to say this to each other? Net's bad. That's all they have to say to each other. How smart can they be? What are they saying? What's more important to them than net's bad? I've got to know what they're talking about. What is the topic A for the dolphins if it's not net's bad?
Maybe they know the nets are bad.
And they're sacrificing themselves for my tuna fish lunch? Well, then I owe them a great, great deal of thanks. If they're aware of what they're doing, it makes the tuna fish even sweeter.
No, maybe the nets are sneaking up on them when they're not looking.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end. That's it. Yeah. Hey, wait. I can check PayPal. I can see if anybody.
See if anybody.
Is anybody pledging?
Has joined us.
No. Wait. Oh, wait. How do I?
You have to refresh.
How do I do that? Oh, here. This.
I don't know.
Oh, wait. I think I'm good. Hold on.
Okay.
Stand back. I'm refreshing. Hey, I'm in. We're in. We received an order.
Great.
For one stock certificate.
So now we have two stock certificates because I'm in.
No, you're not in. I'm looking at my PayPal account.
I'm on the air. I can't.
You're saying you're good for it?
Yeah.
Not good enough. Not good enough. And I'll tell you why. I've met you. 201-209-9368. Why don't you send me $2, buddy?
I will.
When?
I will as soon as I can. I'm on the air right now. I can't.
Okay, here's how you send me $2, and you get a stock certificate. And if you want to see a copy of the stock certificate, check out our playlist page. You send $2 to UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. Uncle Andy Toys, and when Johnny Celentano can get to it, we will sign those certificates and email you back a copy, suitable for printing out, suitable for framing.
You know what I think we should do? Is we should take our forever stamp money.
Yeah.
And
well, we already bought some forever stamps.
Yeah, maybe now's the time to sell them and put that money into the Bendy Straw Consortium.
Roll it over.
Yeah, roll it over.
Into our next idiotic idea.
Yeah.
But wait. How much money have we made?
I don't know.
When did we do the... you can do a little research. Or somebody out there can research.
Somebody else can research.
Somebody out there can research. Go to our archives. Find out exactly when we did the... Forever Stamp investment plan. Do a little more research. Find out how much stamps cost then, first class stamps.
How much they
do
cost
a little more research. Find out how much they cost now. Subtract the bigger number from the smaller number.
No, the smaller number from the bigger number.
Yes, subtract the smaller number from the bigger number, and that will tell you the difference, the profit per stamp.
Right. You know what's amazing?
Yes.
Is that we do have an envelope of forever stamps.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Yeah. They've maybe increased in value.
I'm sure they've increased.
Hey, we'd love to hear from you any responses to our get rich quick plan 201-209-9368. And we want to hear about you and how you feel about the upcoming plastic straw Armageddon.
Mike in Denville, you're on the air.
Yeah, what's up, Ken and Andy?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. You love the show. You love the show.
Cause,
that was you? Oh, wait, let me refresh. Hold on. Well, Mike, you're getting a certificate, and you're part of it, man. Now, you just have to be patient. It might take a few years for this to pay off.
I mean, that's all right. I'm willing to wait. You know, I need the straws, you know?
Yeah.
Can't do without them.
And whatever civil unrest happens now over the straw issue, I know it might be scary, but don't forget it's good for our investment.
Great.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I think they should ban them now, just so, you know.
We want people fighting. We want there to be mobs in the street.
The Bendy Straw Riots of 2018.
Yeah, it's going to be worse than the New York draft riots.
2018-2019 riots of the straw. Sounds good, honestly.
Hey, thanks for calling. I'm not being sarcastic. Are you being sarcastic, Ken?
I'm not, no.
No, we're being very sincere. Your support means the world to us.
I appreciate sure. You guys taking my call.
Sure. No, I know. Well, I'm
first-time caller.
It's a miracle you got through, frankly. 201-209-9368. I'll tell you why that's funny if you're interested.
I'm quite interested.
No one is. No one else is calling.
No one else is calling.
No, you're all we got, Mike.
This is it. My wife called.
I hope my friends. And
my wife and her sex counselor called.
You guys hear me over the radio?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're not. Yeah, okay. Oh, hey, I want to mention that Moondog movie.
Right.
There's a documentary being made about Moondog. Erwin's guest left, and they forgot to mention it.
I didn't listen to the show, to be honest.
No, Erwin had a great show today.
Robert Scotto, and the other guests, they're working on the Moondog documentary, which will be out next year.
Hey! We scored.
All right, more.
Now, you don't have to call after you pledge, although it'd be great to hear from you, because we have your email address, and you will get a stock certificate and a confirmation
in the
mail.
Oh, look at that. There's another call. Thanks for calling, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
And we are so happy to have you.
I'm calling again soon.
Cool, thank you.
I'm calling again soon. No, wait, don't we have a rule about that? Isn't there some policy?
Yes.
About Mike calling back right away?
Well, we generally don't want
Mike
anybody
Mike,
calling back
Mike
more than
Mike.
Once every 3 years.
Well, what's the... Yeah, Mike, I'm sorry. We don't make the rules, do we?
No.
No. Hey, we've got two.
We have to throttle people.
We count them. We have two. We've sold two shares of our company, the Plastic Straw Consortium.
Man, would it be great if they banned beer hats.
Why? Oh, do you have a basement full of beer hats?
No, just because there's a lot of people who still use beer hats. And, like, if you could put together a functioning beer hat with the plastic straw parts... You know, man, that you'd be able to sell those for more than $1,000.
You'd be a king.
Yeah, after those get banned.
You'd be the envy of all you survey.
Forget Bitcoin.
You'd be Ozymandias. Hey, 201-209-9368. Wait, don't we have a call?
It looks like it's still being...
Oh, Nick, just put him through. Oh, Nick, what are you worried about? Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for calling. Hi, you're on the air.
You love the show.
Hello?
Hi.
You love the show.
Hi, okay, sorry. For a second.
You love the show.
Just say you love the show.
You love the show.
I do love the show.
Oh, hey, thanks very much. That means the world to us. Take your time. You take care of whatever you need to take care of. We'll be here if you need us.
Yeah, just let us know when you're ready.
Yeah, you just take your time. Whatever you're doing, make sure you're doing it right. Check your work. Measure once. I'm sorry, measure twice, cut once. Take your time, sweetheart.
Did you get them on okay?
I said something like three times, dude. Is this not going through? Did I lose you?
Oh, now we hear you.
Now we hear you. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm driving through a mountain.
Oh, it's okay. You're on the air.
I think it would make more sense to drive around the mountain.
Yeah, I would if it were easier that way. Anyway, I'm calling about the straws, so you guys... I work in environmental conservation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so this is a really big issue for us.
Great.
Where we work actually just banned straws.
Yes.
Yes, great. We're all for it.
We're on the same side, of course.
Yeah, of course we are. Well, how can we contribute?
So, there's something that everybody forgets if they're able-bodied, is that plastic straws are actually necessary for people with certain disabilities. And as a disabled person, it's kind of... driving me nuts. That
right, the differently beveraged.
That in their messages.
We're talking about the differently beveraged people.
Yeah. Well,
people, you know, elderly people, people in hospitals who have to have straws.
Right. We will never charge them full freight in the future.
It can't be reusable if you're in a hospital.
Of course not.
Home or something, because they don't have the funding, they don't have the staff, they don't even have the capability to clean them and sanitize them.
Exactly.
Right.
If you are at home and you have something that's a very immunocompromised condition, like if you have cystic fibrosis or something, or lupus,
right,
then you're at a higher risk to, if you have a straw that's dirty, if you didn't clean it out well enough, that could really hurt you.
That's what we need. That we need.
A lot absolutely. Straws are not accessible to people with like Parkinson's.
That's right. We need individually wrapped bendy straws, and that is why when we have the market cornered, Ken and I have pledged this. We will give hospitals and people in need and disabled people.
We prefer the phrase differently beveraged.
Differently beveraged people. We will give them a genuine discount on the straws.
No, we're going to be giving away a lot of our stock.
What? We didn't discuss this.
Yes, we're going to be giving away. I mean, we're going to be making so much money here that we are going to be giving away. You know.
Wait, what?
You said it yourself.
I said we will offer. We wouldn't charge them full freight.
Oh, you're saying a discount.
Of course.
Oh, I thought that we would be giving some away since, you know, that we're making so much money.
Hey, wait, here. You know, come the straw Armageddon, would this make sense? I'm just going to run this past you.
Yeah.
We can cut the straws in half. We have 1,000 straws. We cut them in half. They'll be shorter. People might have to lift the glass and tilt the glass.
Oh, cut them in half.
Yeah, cut them in half.
In the half horizontally, widthwise.
Okay. Yeah, no, not widthwise, lengthwise.
Lengthwise.
Like a 6-inch straw would be a 3-inch straw, but we'd have twice as many.
That's true.
They'd be shorter.
It wouldn't really help the differently beverage very much. They need the longer straws. The differently.
So I like where you guys are, but what I was getting at is that calling for a ban anywhere really screws over people like me who need a straw and can't afford.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, no.
Somebody who needs to have like a ton because they can't clean them constantly.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if they have, you know, if you're like at
Good luck trying to talk sense to the tree huggers.
Hell, I forget my EpiPen some days. It happens.
Yeah.
So like a ban is ignore. It's like basically it's like banning cut curves. It's going to screw over people with certain disabilities.
And so it's already it's well underway.
You know what? Your story.
How we need to reduce our usage of them if we don't need them.
Your story has touched our hearts.
It's kind of amazing. We're on the same side, but we're going at it in completely different ways.
You know what? What is your name, caller? I'm sorry, we didn't get your name.
Oh, I'm Sarah.
Sarah, we're going to come the Armageddon. When the crap hits the fan, we're going to get you. I'm going to get you a supply of free straws. I'm going to take care of you.
We're going to have a whole bunch in the climate-controlled tape vault here at WFMU.
Sarah, you're absolutely right.
Just let us know if you need any.
And you know what we'll do? We'll just charge everyone else a little more, a few more cents to make up for it.
$1,000, $50 per straw. And that's for the straight, flexible straw.
Sarah, we're going to take care of you, honey.
Okay, thanks, Sarah.
Right. You're on the list.
Sounds like a deal.
It's a deal.
And,
watch out for that mountain.
Man, we can get 100 silly straws for $16.
You think the silly straws will be a premium item?
I do. I think, yeah.
Hey, let's see how we're doing.
Especially after they've
let's
been
banned. Let's see how many people are buying. Oh, my gosh. Hey, look. Wait, we started
$6,
minus.
Yeah.
No.
Started minus 35 cents.
Yeah, so wait. Right. So some people are not
so we have
pledging
three,
full.
Three investors. We have three investors.
Oh, wait. I have their names.
Great.
Holy moly. I can read their names if I so desired. Or
just think about what the silly straws would be like to, you know, a 7-year-old kid after not ever having seen them their entire life.
He'd give us anything.
Yeah.
He'd give us anything. He'd give us a limb.
Yeah. And you watch your grape juice or your, you know, Hawaiian punch just crawl up through
the. Hey, we have some people to thank. We have some people, some investors. Welcome to the company, Julian, Joseph, Zach, and Michael.
That's great.
They sent $2 to UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. That's a PayPal account. And we're going to get them a stock certificate. You can see a copy of it online.
And in case you're joining us late, just to run the numbers,
we envy you that.
Yeah, we can buy 400 Bendy straws for $7.
Well, right now that's where we are. We have $7.
So we get, let's say, 800 of them, sell them for $1,000.50 each. And you're almost at $1 million.
Will we have enough to give Sarah one or two?
Absolutely.
I promised her.
Yeah, two.
I promised her.
We're giving her at least two.
she was driving into a mountain
and,
at the time.
This isn't even running the numbers for the silly straws or the beer hats.
Okay.
My God, running the numbers for the beer hats, once those get banned. Good God.
Let's see how we're doing. I'm going to update this again.
Bobby and Maplewood, you're on the air.
You love the
show. How's it going?
Love the show. Bobby, are you going to invest in our scheme?
Not really. I was going to talk to you about the Dolphins. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, sure.
Dolphins, yeah.
Hold on. He wants to talk about the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Hold on, Bobby. Give us 1 second. Any other calls at all on the board? Anyone else?
Nobody else?
Oh, yeah. No, we'd love to talk about the Dolphins.
Hang on, go ahead.
Go ahead, Bobby. Yeah.
So the thing you were saying about the Nets was interesting because I have a couple of young daughters and they watch the Barbie show.
Arby?
And they had a project where
they. Is that one of those pro dolphin? Is that a pro dolphin show?
Yeah, they were all pro dolphin.
Okay. Good to know.
Hey, hang on, Mike, for 1 second. Can you hold on for a second? Any other calls? Anyone?
No. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, hey. So go ahead. So your daughters are watching the. The Arby show,
watching Barbie, and so they had a contest on how to keep dolphins out of net. And the winner was they were going to play orca call, attached like a device that plays orca call on the net.
Oh, that's a great idea. You mean just so that they'll think that there's a whale nearby?
Yeah.
Well, hold on, Mike, for 1 second. Hold on, Mike. The number is 201-209-9368. We'd love to hear from you. Anybody, Ken?
Yeah, it looks like
It's Nick, Nick's screening him?
Yeah, Nick's screening him now.
Nick, just put him through. Okay. Hey, Mike, it looks like we have another call, but it was a great story. It had the story had something for everyone, and thanks for sharing it.
I'm going to start playing orca calls on the radio.
Yeah, to keep...
And people can just stick WFMU at the net, and hopefully that'll work, too.
Well,
all right, guys.
Ken, I think, Ken, you don't have to play whale music to repel people.
I'm already doing it. I've already I'm playing tons
of it. What you're doing every Wednesday is enough to repel adult listeners.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt to play the whale.
201-209-9368. Hey, if you want to buy a share of our company, UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. That's our PayPal account. Hey, let me refresh this.
It's Joe in Monroe. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Joe.
Exciting opportunity.
Oh, hey, look. Sure. We just scored. Yes, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, because I'm actually, right now, I'm in semi-retirement.
Oh, so that's, you know what? Then these investments are more important than ever, aren't they, Joe?
Yes, and I actually, you know, I'm actually looking for work so I can do hands-on. I recently applied to a local freeform radio station for a position that was available.
Yes.
And I hadn't heard from them yet, so this is probably... A good way for me to get
check in to see how that application's going.
Absolutely.
I guess it's still being reviewed, isn't it, Ken?
Well, it's
you haven't made a decision yet, have you, Ken?
The music director position, the whole application process is straw based, so it's it's a very difficult time right now.
That's a big factor
with all these bands going on. So
I think there could be a lot of tie-ins with straws and bands as far as sales. You know, tables. Because once the straws disappear, you know, as you said earlier, everybody's going to want them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So kind of like, you know, how you can get your name on rice.
Oh, you're right. You can write your name on straws. You're absolutely right to individualize
them. Amusement park thing.
That's a great point. This guy has great ideas, Ken, and shows great initiative. I think you should seriously review his application.
Joe in Monroe. Okay.
That's me.
Okay.
I'm going to look for your straw.
Straw based.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Hey, we should thank welcome Emily and Isaac to the company.
Oh, great. Thank you.
We do have, I'll tell you how many investors. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 investors now.
That's great.
They're all gonna be rich if they can show a little patience.
All we need is one more for our first goal of 800 straws.
I think we have enough now to buy those straws.
Yeah.
Wait, 800.
Yeah, with mine you do. Yeah, with my investment.
Yeah, I don't believe yours when I see
coming
it.
Coming in right after
the
show.
Yeah, right. 201-209-9368.
Brendan, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First of all, I wanted to say I will definitely be investing with you guys in the near future.
Great.
Well, you have till, I think this offer is only on the table till 7 p.m.
Right.
All right, well, I'll make sure to get that done.
At 6:50, though, we are planning on branching out into the beer hat industry.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
My question is, if they go ahead and ban all these straws, how am I supposed to drink milkshakes?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's like
you pay $5, you go to Shake Shack, you pay $5 for a milkshake. What's the plan?
Yeah, I'm not going to drink that thing from the side of the glass. Yeah.
And you're not going to share a straw. They have one big glass straw they're passing around You want an individually wrapped bendy straw.
Yeah, it's like they expect
exactly
you to use some long novelty spoon.
I wonder how much traction this movement will get. I wonder if they have any idea the damage, the harm, the pain they're causing.
They're not thinking about the differently beveraged at all. That's a huge community of
people. We look forward to your investment. We are getting get rich together. Thanks very much for calling. 201-209-9368. Hey, if you want to invest, PayPal, it costs $2. We'll send you a stock certificate. You can check out the certificate. I mean, we'll send you a digital copy of it. You'll have to print it out yourself. We're not going crazy here. Right, Kenny?
Right.
UncleAndyToys@gmail.com. That's my PayPal account.
It'll be signed.
Yeah, we'll sign it.
We're signing it.
Or I'll have someone else sign it. I'm busy. I'll have someone else sign it, then I'll initial it.
Vanessa in Millington, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, love Vanessa. The show.
Hi, you love the show. Oh, thanks so much, Vanessa. That means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
Vanessa, are you in?
Am I in?
No,
I
don't
in?
See.
No, I'm not in. But I just wanted to share with you that I have an idea about what kind of a secret weapon. So I actually am an environmentalist. I would love to get rid of plastic straws, but the solution they've come up with is the paper straws. Have you used them?
Oh, yeah, they're awful.
They're horrible.
Oh, the paper straws are the worst.
Bad.
Yeah. They go flat. You know, they just go bad immediately.
They feel bad in your mouth. They're not good.
And they don't stand up to something like a milkshake or a mango lassi. Forget it.
You know what else doesn't work? Plutonium straws. Because, I mean, they're fine. They do the job, but it adds that little aftertaste in your mouth, that plutonium aftertaste.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I've seen those. And
yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Get some glass straws.
We might end up plastic straws. They might go full circle. It might be like when they tried to ban alcohol. and the crime just escalated out of control.
Maybe.
Well, that's true.
We'll see.
There are going to be a lot of criminals in the bendy straw market.
Yeah.
We're not going to be alone.
Yeah.
We're going to have to defend our turf.
Yeah.
We might have to kill a few people. Just as an example.
I love it.
We could use one of the silly straws to kill him. Well, Vanessa, thanks a lot. We wish you were with us, but we're glad that you're anti-paper straw.
I am.
Okay.
Take care.
Have a good night. And Joe in Vermont, you're on the air. Or maybe it's Isaac in Atlanta.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, it's Isaac in Atlanta.
Hi, Isaac. Hey, Isaac.
Hey, I just bought a couple of shares.
All right!
Hey, did you buy more than one?
Maybe just one. I'm not sure. But I want to call and thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, sure, Isaac. And how are you gonna spend the money, baby?
You know, I haven't decided yet.
You have 10 years. Hey, we scored another investor.
Yeah, at this rate, I think we're pretty close to our target, so it's looking like it's going to be about $100,000.
You know, this kind of is like prohibition.
Profit.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it like prohibition? When, the price of alcohol went up, it was illegal, there were speakeasies all over.
Yep.
And who got rich? Who got rich, Kane?
The criminals.
The criminals.
Yeah.
That's right. People that thought ahead. People that squirreled away, a little alcohol.
Yeah, you had the people smuggling it in by sea, from Canada, from Mexico. Then you had the people brewing it themselves.
That's the future.
Moonshine.
And the tree huggers will have no one to blame but themselves. Hey, we have some more investors to welcome.
That's great.
David and Jeremy.
Thank you, David and Jeremy. So, Isaac, you're going to have around $100,000 to spend.
Oh, my God.
How are you going to divide it up?
Well,
I was going to invest it in Bitcoin.
What a scam.
Yeah.
Oh, please, Isaac, you've got to be smart with your money. Yeah, Isaac.
Bendy straws are real. Bendy straws, you can touch and hold them.
Yeah, yeah. If you had a bendy straw on one hand and an imaginary currency in the other hand, Isaac, it's a pretty, pretty easy choice. Oh, Isaac, you're so naive. You make me laugh. 201-209-9368 is our on-air number. Hey, and if you want to invest, it's $2 per share. We'll send you a digital copy of a stock certificate.
All right, guys. Thanks. Thanks, Isaac.
Oh, I forgot to say goodbye. And you can send it to my PayPal account, Uncle Andy Toys. @gmail.com.
We really have to figure things out because we might be able to buy 800 regular bendy straws and then maybe buy 100 silly straws.
Poor Johnny has to get all those certificates out. Or maybe it's easy for him.
Yeah, it'll be.
Is it easy for him?
It's not going to be that hard.
Because he'll have everyone's email.
He'll have everybody's email. If he's going to write their name on it, then it's a bit of work. But you're paying him. What the hell?
He has to write their name on it?
Well, he has to digitally put their name on it.
He does?
No, he doesn't. Okay, he doesn't. You're right. He can just...
Wait, is there a blank for their name?
Yeah, but you're right.
No, they print it out. They write your own damn name.
You're right.
Write your own damn name.
Yeah. So then we're
sending... Get off your fat butt.
So we're sending out blank signed security certificates. No, I don't see a problem with that
at all. Digital.
Yeah, like anybody's name could be put on it, and we've pre-signed it, so... No, there's no problem.
Yeah, there's no possible downside to that.
Yeah.
Hey, we're at 201-209-9368. We are planning for the great straw prohibition. We're going to hoard straws. We're going to corner the market. We're about to buy hundreds and hundreds of plastic straws.
We Ken's have gonna, a source. We found a source.
We have a straw man, yes, a straw guy.
Yeah, that still has them. And we buy them in bulk.
Yeah, we don't off the buy, back of his truck.
Yeah, we're not buying like a dozen at yeah. a time.
Yeah, he smuggles them in like furniture and carved out statues. That's the future.
It is the future.
If I had the money, if I had the budget, I'd make a whole movie about this.
Yeah, and I can't believe that these people who are trying to ban the straws are not even thinking, not a second of thought.
About Sarah.
For the differently beveraged community.
Hey, guess who thought of the phrase differently beveraged? Me or the guy who said it every 40 seconds? guess who came up with it?
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm so proud of you. My little buddy kid.
You come up with the hardest riddles. That's a real head scratcher.
Hey, we got another investor.
All right.
We'll thank everyone in a few
Who's
minutes.
This? Who's this?
Oh, really? You want the name? Yeah, you probably know all these names.
I don't know any of them.
Really?
Yeah.
That last one is from Joseph.
Great. Maybe Joe from Monroe.
Could be.
Yeah. Who's applied for the music director job here now. Very smart man. Now I know his name. And
yeah, now we have his email.
Yep, I'm going to look for his straw.
He seemed like a real decent guy.
Yep.
Real taxpayer.
Yeah.
201-209-9368 is our on-air number.
And you said that when you go to California now and you go to the supermarket, you don't bring bags.
I believe, last time I went to a CVS in California, I went to one of those... scanning machines, self-serve ones,
right.
And I scanned three or four products, and usually there's a bag sitting right next to you, an open bag next to the little platform there, next to the little shelf, but there was none.
Right.
And I asked, and they said, no, you have to bring your own.
So what did you do?
I don't remember.
What
I
did guess, you buy? What
oh, no, I guess, you know what? There were bags being sold nearby. Oh, it was a brilliant plan, actually.
See, there you go. That's exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
And all my bag-selling trips to California? It's the same idea.
Someday in the future, those bags will be filled with straws. That's a win-win for us.
Yep.
We got bags coming in. We got straws coming in.
Hi, Mark. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Mark. That means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
It does. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about paper straws, but that girl beat me to it.
Okay.
Was they were vintage. Remember the vintage, like the 60s? That's all there was paper straws.
Oh, it's the worst.
But you know what you guys forgot to mention is drug sniffers. People who sniff drugs.
Right.
Straws.
Yeah. What are you going to do, Ken?
Well, those get cut down. You know, you can cut those down to like 2 inches each.
Oh, I see.
Oh, is that how you do it?
Yeah. So we're gonna take our bendy straws and just cut them into smaller and
smaller. Of course, after we cash out, we'll be able to roll up $1,000 bills.
That's right.
You know it.
Well, we'll be farting through
silk.
Well,
Mark, that's a great point. We really do have to think about, manufacturing a special druggy edition of short straws.
Yeah.
Good also, thinking. Also, speaking of short straws, if people want to. Pick straws
and commit suicide by straw by
drawing. Yeah, or to see who's going to beat up beat up the pledge at the fraternity. You know, they pick straws, mm-hmm. So we're going to need like five straws that are average length, and then one straw that's shorter, slightly shorter.
Wow,
people need their straws.
Yeah, we're going to make a lot of money. I see.
A lot of uses.
Idea after idea.
Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling. You want to get in on this? You have just a few more minutes.
Okay, I'm thinking about it, but I might save my money for Rocktober.
Do it, Mark. Do it, Mark. Come
it's
on.
A big decision, buddy.
Well,
these are the kind
calling,
of decisions
Mark.
A man has to make for himself. $2 will get you a share. We'll sell you. You'll get a certificate, a digital copy. You can see a copy on our playlist. Our PayPal account, UncleAndyToys@gmail.com.
And then you get a share in the BSC Corporation, originally known as the Bendy Straw Corporation, Consortium, now known as BSC. It's gone international.
Oh, fantastic. I wasn't even aware of that.
Yep.
It must have been while I looked the other way a second ago.
Yeah.
Things happen fast around Ken Friedman.
Rocky, you're on the air.
Hey, love your show, guys.
Thanks, Rocky.
Thanks, Rocky.
We're always happy to have somebody named Rocky calling the show.
Yeah, it's not a show until we hear from a Rocky or two.
Hey, listen, I work in a natural food store, and we sell stainless steel straws.
Yeah, but how much do they cost?
They ain't like a paper one or a plastic one. They're expensive. I don't know how much exactly.
And
it must be like $10 for.
Well,
a
and also
straw,
you're not
right?
gonna get you're not gonna get one of those things to bend.
Yeah, well, anyway, just want to let you know that, you know.
How does that work? Like, wait, how is it supposed to work? You take the stainless steel straw home, and you wash it after every use.
Yeah.
And then you go to a restaurant. When straws are banned, is the plan to bring them to restaurants?
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, you'd wash them. I don't know where you carry it around with you. Not in your back pocket. It might stick you somewhere.
Yeah, you can't get
it. You need a special,
well,
people will, we could also sell straw bags. Straws, little straw pouches for
yeah,
people
right?
to carry their straws.
You can't get a metal straw through a metal detector.
You can't
get on an airplane with
even
a metal
if you,
straw.
Even if you could, I would love to see it done. I would love to be at the airport.
Rocky, thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling. Hey, let's see.
Bet you the metal straws go for over $10 a piece.
Hey, wait, we have another investor. This is just going like gangbusters. Hold on, my little friend. Hold on, my friend. My beautiful friend.
You know, maybe we should buy some non-bendy plastic straws, too.
I'm with you.
Because you'd be able to make more cocaine straws out of those. Because with the bendy straws, you can't really use the bendy portion.
I don't know how comfortable I am with you and your cocaine sideline.
I'm not doing any cocaine. I hate cocaine. I'm against it. Never do it. Never would. I just want to sell them the straws.
I know you haven't done it in weeks. I know you're. I know
way,
you've been off it.
Way more. Than
I know you've
weeks.
Been off it all summer.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we should thank. Hey, welcome to the club. Let me think. Jeremy, we thanked Joseph and Charles.
So
we appreciate
I
support.
Really think that it would be a service to the Forever Stamp investors if we took their money and cashed out and put it into bendy straws. I really think we'd be doing
that. They wouldn't argue.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear from any of them. If you invested in Forever Stamps 2 years ago.
More than 2 years ago.
Right.
Boy, long time ago. I think.
Speak now. You know, speak up now or forever hold your peace. We are going to invest that money into our bendy straw consortium. 201-209-9368. This is your last chance. It's just a few more minutes. Go on PayPal, buy a share. It's $2 each. UncleAndyToys@gmail.com.
I can't find any information on the Forever Stamp investors. But those are worth quite a bit of money. Now I just have to find the envelope that has them all in my office.
Wait, I have to sign back into PayPal.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I'll be right with you.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yes. Well, we have 7 minutes to go before BSC, the Bendy Straw Consortium, closes down to new investors.
Wait, we got to figure out how many we can buy, and we got to do the math pretty quick.
This is the final round of investment for the
Bendy. We definitely want to thank that Milo guy.
Thank you, Milo.
Wherever you are. You really?
Oh, yeah. Milo's the kid who got the 9-year-old kid who started this whole anti-plastic straw movement.
I wonder if this is what he had in mind.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he was trying to do good for the earth.
He was trying to get a B+ in science, I think.
That too. But both, really.
Oh, those kids.
Today. Yeah, we'll have a full report for you on exactly how much money we raised and what we're putting them into. We're going to be able to buy some bendy straws. I'm hoping we're going to be able to buy at least one lot, 100 of the silly straws. Those will sell for more than $1,000 each. I think $5,000 each for
this? Wait, hold on, Ken. I'm
silly straws?
You just keep babbling, son.
Okay. Yeah, I think at least
$5,000. Oh, I had the wrong password. Hold on.
And I would love to be able to buy some beer hats just in anticipation that those are going to run out of the raw materials being flexible straws. Maybe we should just invest in flexible straw material.
Okay,
well.
I give up. I can't go back on PayPal.
Okay, no problem.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? I heard the sound of your voice.
Yeah, we had a board.
I didn't tune in.
We had a board meeting.
Were you talking about me? Did my name come up?
Your name did not come up, but we had a new product discussion, and we talked about buying a flexible flexible straw material, the kind that.
Hey, did people like that show we did 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
It was me and Matt. Yes. It was me and Matt on one channel.
Yes, people loved that show.
Did they?
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. A lot of people heard the left and the right at the same time.
Well, then they must have gone mad.
No, it was okay. I actually.
They must have driven off the road.
Matt listened to it that way, and he said it was amazing. So I went back and listened to it that way as well, and it was really cool. Yeah, it was way better than the first time we did that. That's one of the only times we've done an idea the second time, and it came out much, much better the second time.
Well, wait till you see the second time we raise money on straws.
I think we should do this every week now.
Yeah. How could we fail?
Anyway, at the board meeting, new product discussion, we also said that we are definitely going to invest in the non-bendable straws as well in order to make the silver-plated cocaine straws.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But if you're investing now, I'm afraid I can't get back on my PayPal account because I can't talk and type in a password. But we thank everyone. We have enough to let's go to Amazon. Which I'll just go to Amazon in here. Hold on. I'll buy them right now.
It's okay. We can wait till after the show.
No, isn't it fun to do it live on the show?
Okay.
And then people can.
Well, how much money? But you don't know how much money we have.
A few minutes ago we had $14. Hold on. Wait, how the hell do I.
No, but you stopped connecting a long time ago. Technology and the radio in this way don't mix. You shouldn't.
You shouldn't be on the air trying things like that.
You shouldn't be trying to log in.
All right, I will buy straws as soon as we end, and Johnny and I will get out. We'll email you back with the digital copies of the stock certificate. We have your email address, right? If you pledge money.
Yep.
And now, what if they're listening to this during the week? What if it's on our podcast or archive?
I'm sorry. I think we're closing to new investors right now in 3 minutes.
But
right?
Why not leave it open for a week?
I'll leave it open for 1 week. Okay, fine. So we leave it open. We leave it open until 7 p.m. Next week.
Well, I won't be here next week.
Neither will I.
And then why not leave it open longer?
I won't be here the week. It's fine. We can leave.
Wait,
it open.
Are we gone for 2 weeks?
Yeah, you're gone next week, and I'm gone the week after.
Oh, buddy, are you with me in spirit?
Yeah,
I'm not with you in spirit. Yeah. Tricked you.
Gotcha.
I won that. I won that exchange.
I have my Andy Breckman voodoo doll. Hey. I got to ask you this. What is this new TV show that's in development called Breckman Rodeo? You know about it? It's real.
No.
That's the working title. That's the working title.
It's the most unusual name.
It's like guys, people who worked on the TV series The Americans, and this is like actually the working title of a show in development for the Freeform TV network. It's called
Breckman Rodeo?
Breckman Rodeo.
It has nothing to do with me. I'm hearing about it for the first time.
Wow.
I can't stop them.
Amazing.
There are a few other people.
Just the working title.
Well, that's a great title. I mean, I respond to it. There's something about the title I respond to immediately.
Really?
Well, because I love rodeos.
Yeah. No, it grabbed me also right away. You're right. Maybe they're onto something.
Maybe they're onto something. Okay. I mean, there are very few Breckmans out there, but there are some.
We've spoken to all of them. We did a show where we called every Breckman in the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, most of them were typos at Ellis Island. hey, thanks very much to everyone. We want to thank Milo Kress most of all, but of course Nick the Bard, Veronica.
Yep.
Who am I forgetting?
Dana, our thank you gal for 2018.
Thank you, gal, for 2018.
And we'll be back live 3 weeks from tonight. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
Enjoy your summer.
In New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Irene and her special guest, Anna Egg.
I picked you in from milk, thought you were another. The first time I met you reminded me of a woman I once knew. Yeah, you remind me of all the ways I wanted you. I wanted to be loved by you. Of all the ways I wanted you, I wanted to be loved by you. Among the flowers and all on the avenue, thought you were another. First time I met you,
Irene Trudell here on WFMU, and joining me in the studio is Anna Egge, and I hope I'm saying that right.
You are.
Anna Egge. And Alex Spiegelman is joining her, too. He plays a big role in her new album, White Tiger, and they're going to do a bunch of songs for us, and we'll chat in between. And if you wouldn't mind, could you introduce the songs as we go? That would be really great.
Sure.
What are we going to hear first?
Happy to be here. We're going to sing a song called Be With You that All we wrote together.
Too deep.
Ooh. The church in the mountains, the cave where we slept, the city underground, the true love we kept. I only want to be with you. I only want to be with you. You, I took you to the movies. We sat in the dark, listening together. I wrapped you in my arms. I only want to be with you.
kind of eggy, with Alex Spiegelman here on WFMU, a brand new song for them off of the album White Tiger, which just got released in June. And it brings the two of them here to the studio. And first of all, I'm really thrilled that you were able to come in today.
Thank you so much.
Alec, I've had in the studio with Cuddle Magic a long, long time ago.
It's been a little bit. That was so much fun.
Yeah. And I know Cuddle Magic hasn't really put out anything recently, but
we put out a record a year ago. Is that right? Yeah, I think it was maybe like a year and a half ago now.
Okay. Yeah, the last one I have. Was the one you did with Phyllis Chen?
Oh, totally. That's been a while.
Okay.
That's been a while.
Oh, is there one since then?
There is. Ah. Yeah, it came out a year and a half ago. It's called, it's not the subject of discussion, but
right.
It's called Ashes Axis. I'll make sure to get you one. I'm embarrassed that no one at our record label sought you, you know, made that happen. I blame myself.
Yeah. Well, I would love
you to hear it.
Yes, I would love to hear it. And, you know, Anna, I know that the last album I had is Bright Shadow, and there's another one in between that one. And this current one. So
yeah, you're getting this is not cool. This is not good at all. Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes things fall through the cracks, and, you know, that's just life. Yeah. But
we've reached, like, critical music. Probably they're making too much music now.
Right.
Never too much music. Okay. No. But how did you two start working together? I mean, is it a matter of you've played within the same circles of people in Brooklyn or other places?
Well, Alec was recommended by a mutual friend of ours to play with me on tour, to sub for him, actually.
Oh.
And then Alec started playing with me off and on for like 3 years ago, maybe, something like that.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. And then we started writing songs and then led to making a record.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, the result is White Tiger. Now, this sort of refers to, like, am I guessing a spirit guide? Am
mm-hmm.
I?
Yeah, yep, exactly. Yeah.
What can you tell me about the title? I mean, how did that come about?
Well, the song is really, it was kind of about, you know, when someone's having a really hard time, as everyone has gone through themselves, you kind of really just want someone to acknowledge, yeah, that's really sucky, everything's horrible.
Right.
And you don't really want someone to say, but, you know, it's blah, 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 there's a silver lining, it's, or whatever, finding the